This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Just what is up with the building of a new bridge between Detroit and Windsor? Well, it appears the bridge is taking a backseat to politics in Lansing. As the Detroit News editorial team recently wrote, and here's the quote, "Governor Rick Snyder should not still be herding cats to get the new bridge built across the Detroit River." Much of the opposition to the new bridge continues from Republican lawmakers, even after it was assumed the new bridge was set to go. So what now? Well, Republican state senators have put in language in a transportation bill that would block the state from purchasing land for the new bridge. John Papageorge is a Republican state senator from Troy. Welcome.
It's my pleasure, Cindy.
So, Senator, why this new language to block the state from acquiring any land for the new bridge?
Well, that's not exactly what it does, but let me give you some background. The question is, do we need another bridge?
Does this language, I want to make sure we're clear on what the language is. Does it not?
Here's what the language says. The question is, it's a question of separation of powers, not really a bridge. What has been going on is our Department of Transportation has been doing work on the bridge with taxpayer money, and then billing the Canadians, and the Canadians have been repaying us.
Mm-hmm.
The question then becomes, can the Department of Transportation spend money that has not been appropriated, even though they get the money back? Now, that's not a bridge issue. That's the issue of separation of powers and whether any department can spend money that is not appropriated for that purpose.
But you can understand why it appears that you're trying, that this language is trying to block this bridge, to cut it off at the knees.
That language would block taxpayer money being used to do further things with the bridge. It does not stop Canadians from doing things.
But are the Canadians not having to work through the state because it's land on this side of the border?
Yes, but again, I'm telling you, the question is, does this affect the bridge? Absolutely, but the issue is one of separation of powers here.
Now, I know you have said very, very openly that you don't feel we need a second bridge, that the Ambassador Bridge is operating at diminished capacity. But if that's the case, why does Matty Maroon want to build a twin span?
Because his is 84 years old. He ought to build another one. He's not going to go out of business when somebody declares the bridge unsafe. He's got to build another bridge. He must understand that. He's got the abutments in place on both sides of the river.
Have you received campaign donations from Matty Maroon?
Absolutely, and I've received campaign donations ever much more from people who want the bridge.
Can you understand the perception as this resistance is kind of coalesced amongst Republican lawmakers like yourself? Can you understand the perception, as the Detroit News editorial put it, that lawmakers, particularly on the GOP side, have done Maroon's bidding for too long? What is your response to that, Senator?
That's silly. First of all, the accusation somehow it's donations that are causing us to do this. I've gotten infinitely more donations from people who want this bridge. The point is, do we need it, and what's the risk of going down this road for the next 30 years? And I am an absolute yes if somebody will show me what's the capacity is needed and that it can be paid for. That's my job.
Senator, is there a distrust of what the Canadians have promised to do?
No, there's a question of the risk involved here, and it's not being addressed.
So what comes next, Senator?
What comes next is we sit down and say, all right, guys, here's the set of questions. Let's deal with them.
Who do you sit down with?
Whoever needs to come to the table. I'm open, have been, from the very beginning. It's not that I just don't want a bridge and never mind. You want to give me the yes, answer the questions. At least address them. And as I said, coincidentally, when you decide that you're going to do something without the legislature in our system of government, it's a problem. And that's why it's become a separation of powers issue here. And it's probably going to wind up with the Attorney General, and I don't know where it goes from there.
State Senator John Papageorge of Troy, thank you for speaking with us on Stateside and explaining your position on the new bridge. It was good to have you with us, sir.
Sure.
So what is really going on here? We're joined now by Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, and Nolan Finley, editorial page editor at the Detroit News. We hear the senator say his opposition is about appropriations and the state should not be spending taxpayer money that has not been appropriated for land on the bridge, even though we know that Canada says it will repay it. Is that what's really going on here, Nolan?
Of course not. The legislature doesn't approve each and every infrastructure project. For the other thing, this is not involving state money. Canada is paying for every dime of this up front and will recollect collect its payments through tolls on this bridge. There's no risk to the state. Canada must wonder what in the world sort of country it's dealing with. They can't even give us a new bridge. They must think they're dealing with some sort of banana republic.
Jack?
Nolan and I disagree on many issues, but on this one, he's absolutely right. Papageorge is what they used to call sort of a useful, they used to talk about liberals being useful idiots for the communists. He's a useful idiot for Matty Maroon. Matty Maroon can't build a second bridge. The Canadians will never let him, and we might not for environmental reasons as well as transportation reasons. The odd thing to me about this is Republicans have always been the party of business interest. If you talk to any business person other than Matty Maroon, they'll tell you a new bridge is vital, and the place to put it is not there. Matty Maroon's bridge is something like a dozen traffic signals between it and Highway 401, which is sort of the I-75 of Canada. The new bridge would connect right up with it. Everything's in place. So this is just more silliness.
Nolan, as I mentioned in talking to the senator, your paper, the Detroit News, wrote that Governor Snyder should not still be herding cats to get this bridge built, but it appears he is. Is this part of a leadership problem for Governor Snyder, do you think?
No, I don't think so. It's often hard, even for a very effective governor, to overcome the money in politics. And a lot of money has been spent here to buy votes. Jack's right. Manny Maroon is not going to get to build the bridge. And this argument about public bridge, private bridge, every bridge in the country, nearly every bridge in the country, is built with public dollars. That's the appropriate role of government, to maintain the avenues of commerce.
Especially an international border crossing.
Exactly.
And Jack, your recent column and editorial here on Michigan Radio also takes to task the federal government. As you say, we're like that friend who never picks up the dinner tab. That hasn't moved further either, the money needed to build our own customs plaza.
Well, this is sort of humiliating, and some of this responsibility is squarely at the feet of the Obama administration, a lot of it. I don't know what Congress would do, but we're not talking about the bridge here. We're talking about our customs and immigration facility. Now, as far as I know, even Chad, even Togo, these poor third world countries pay for their own customs plaza. They pay for their own immigration facilities, and we're not even apparently willing to pay for that. We haven't really made it a priority. And I think the Canadian Transport Minister may have made a political mistake. The other day she said, this is so important to us, well, if we have to, we'll pay for the Americans customs plaza. And now that that's out on record, America may feel that, well, we can, that's another a further lever. But to me, there's something disgraceful about us sort of not doing that. We're talking about $250 million. It has to be appropriated by Congress. But that, to me, is the main holdup here. I think Maroon and they will find ways to go around this latest legislative silliness.
If you just joined us, I'm speaking with Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, and Nolan Finley, who's the editorial page editor at the Detroit News, as we look at the things that are the many obstacles in the way of getting this second bridge across the river. And I like the thoughts of both of you. What do you think is next? What else do you think Republican opponents are going to try to do in Lansing to stop this bridge from being built? Nolan?
Well, I don't know how much more they need to do if we don't get some cooperation from Washington. We're asking for $250 million for these custom plaza from a federal government that didn't blink about spending $14 billion on a tunnel in Boston. built this bridge to nowhere. This is a project asking very little of the American taxpayer, but that could return a tremendous amount. I wonder where our congressional delegation is and why the Democrats in that delegation aren't pressuring the president to spend this money here.
Well, that's a good point, but it's Democrats and Republicans, and to some extent, Candace Miller, I've been told, is reluctant to help this bridge because she wants improvements for the Blue Water Bridge, and she wants that promised to her as well. But sure, the congressional delegation as a body for the sake of Michigan, not only Michigan, but Ohio. Ohio has a fair amount of state economically in this bridge as well.
We heard the senator say he thinks this is all going to wind up with the attorney general. What your thoughts on that, Jack?
It ought to be noted that Papa George is 83 years old. He's term limited. Even John Engler probably couldn't have made him do anything. He's not an attorney. He really doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to points of law. I have no reason to think that Nolan may have some insight that I don't, but I have no reason to think that Attorney General Bill Schuette would sort of sabotage the bridge.
Nolan?
Yeah, and I don't know if he was talking about Schuette or Holder. I expect that there's a lawsuit left in Manny Moreau, and this will go to court, but I don't see a case here. I think it's all about getting the policymakers to make good policy, which is what they're paid to do.
Do you think we'll be sitting here a year from now still talking about how to make this thing happen, or do you think it will start moving toward reality?
I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't bet one way or the other. I was surprised the federal government, given the level of pressure from Canada and the constant demand from Canada to get this done, and we're ignoring our biggest trading partner in this, something is going on here that I just don't get.
Well, I have to second that with Nolan. I don't know. I think that there should be pressure from everybody, Republicans and Democrats, on this. It seems to be again, this may be a reflection of Michigan's diminished clout in Washington, which is certainly going to be diminished more in January. It's sort of sad, but this is something of relevance. If something happened to Matty Maroon's rickety 1929 bridge, the economy here would be devastated worse than the economy was in New York by the World Trade Center by far, and this should be a top priority, and I don't know why the people in power here aren't doing more to make this happen.
Jack Lessenberry, Michigan Radio's political analyst, and Nolan Finley, editorial page editor at the Detroit News. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you, Cynthia. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.